Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the program today, Paul Enos and I talk with Assemblywoman Dr. Robin Titus, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Michael Sullivan, Susan Fisher, and Marsha Birkbigler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblywoman Dr. Robin Titus. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much.
You've got a couple of water bills that are working through the system, AB 415 and AB 430. Can you tell us about those, please?
Well, these were bills that were brought forward from my own district because the limited water use, the limited amount of water. Farming, if you know, as you probably know, for my district is just critical. But also this drought, per the governor's announcement yesterday, is also hugely critical for the state of Nevada. So we want to put best practices in use. We want to make sure that how we use our water is to its best use for all Nevadans.
And would you describe your district?
Right. My district is most of Lyon County with the exception of Dayton and all of Churchill County.
Okay. So when you talk about that, I mean, I know that includes Prairie Brothers Farms where they grow onions and garlic and lettuce.
These bills won't affect Prairie Brothers, although, by the way, Prairie Brothers are the largest onion growers in the nation. But the bills that I brought forward really for the Carson Conservation District, the Carson River, which includes runs through Douglas County, it runs through Carson City, and then it runs out to Fallon and then along the Highway 50 corridor. And what the one bill I put in says about the definition of a farm. Currently, the way it's interpreted is that a farm has to be touching each other. The problem is as land has developed and land has become available, a farmer might buy a tract of land across town. It might buy a tract of land with just maybe somebody's house in between. And so they want to be able to put that limited amount of water, that drop of water that they have, to the property that has the best chance of growing. And so currently in statute, our state engineer has interpreted that farm has to be touching. And so my bill will say it doesn't have to be contiguous, but it has to be their land. So that's one bill. And the other bill really will affect this area. as you have all been here for a while, you know, we do suffer flooding. I know in a drought area, in a drought land, in an arid state like Nevada, you think, we don't flood here, but oh boy, do
sure
we ever,
do.
Right? We all remember 1997, January 2nd, absolutely, when we flooded tremendously, and recently with a rainstorm, we flooded in Douglas County. So there is already in statute a bill to clear the waterways, to clear the Carson District, but it's not funded. It hasn't been funded for a number of years. So the other bill I have is called a snagging bill, so we can clear it out. And one of the things that people don't realize is the amount of money. Sometimes if we put a little seed money in, if the state puts up a little bit, other areas put up a lot. And so the soil conservation districts and volunteers have been very involved along the Carson River corridor.
Sure.
And so what we're asking is for the state also, because it affects state property and the state as a whole, we're asking them to put up some money. So I think these are two good bills, and we'll get them through.
Well, let's talk a little bit about water and how we approach it in Southern Nevada versus how we approach it in other parts of the state. Do you think Southern Nevada is doing a better job than we are as far as conservation goes?
Actually, we in the north sometimes will look at Las Vegas and say, oh my God, they're wasting water. But honestly, I think those guys can set the standard because they do a tremendous job conserving water. I'm very impressed. They recycle most of the water that they can capture. They recycle it. In our budget hearings, I have been meeting with people from the Truckee Irrigation District, and even here in Carson City, their water system through Marlette Lake and all those. And we don't do, in my mind, a good enough job of being good conservators of our water. I think asking
people... When the Truckee Meadows Water Authority says, you know, do us a favor, save 10% this year. I mean, you're not in a drought. When I lived in Marin County in the late 70s, we were on 37 gallons of water a day. That's a drought. That's when you get in the shower and you turn the water on and off.
The military shower, the 5-minute shower.
You don't flush for everything.
Right.
And you water your plants with gray water. I mean, people in Northern Nevada at this point really don't take conservation seriously.
Well, I think the good news is when people are asked to cut back water in Northern Nevada, we have shown, statistics have shown, that their water use does go down fairly dramatically, better than what they've expected. But I think we're even going to have to do even better than that. And on alternate watering days and all, they're a start. But I think it's every consumer has to be wise about what their water
is. Can we not just acknowledge we live in a desert?
Right. Yeah. By far, we're the most arid state in the nation, without a doubt. We need to be wiser about how we use our water.
And for folks in the Fallon area, can't we get to the point where we line that canal so we don't lose 50% of the water that goes from the Truckee to Fallon?
Well, that's interesting. Part of that canal, though, is recharging the groundwater. And so part of the irrigation system, they're all aligned together. And so when you flood irrigate, part of that sucks back into the aquifer and recharges for the domestic well users. And now, being good conservators of water, people do these sprinklers and they do these rotations, those type of things. So it's a little bit of spray on top of the surface. The problem is none of it recharges in the ground. So all these conservation efforts have consequences to other water users that we have to be aware of. Unintended consequences, I might add.
Well, you know, the Israelis have been coming to Nevada and working with DRI for the past 30 years. Maybe we should be paying a little bit more attention to what they say. Let's take a break and come back more with Dr. Robin Titus when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
from your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Robin Titus, who's an assemblywoman. Another bill that you're working on is SB 109. Tell us about that.
SB 109.
That's the rural bill?
With the phone company.
Oh, that's Senator Settlemyer and I co-sponsored that bill for Churchill County. Churchill County is the only county in our nation that owns a phone system, and they kind of inherited it to help their community. But at this time, we're all having difficulty making sure we maintain and can give the services. That community, they do a great job for their citizens, but they want to make sure they can keep up with this ever-changing data information systems that we have.
And that is difficult. I mean, I know my in-laws live in Winnemucca, Nevada. I go out there, you get on the internet, you get on their Wi-Fi, and it's sloth-like compared to what you're used to in the urban areas.
Right. Well, we get spoiled in the urban areas, but I tell you, out in the rules, there's a lot of things on the governor's agenda, education agendas, and a lot of things that we do, telehealth bills that are out there that all depend on the infrastructure and getting this data moving through the system. And we are really stuck in rural Nevada. It's a tragedy. I mean, coming in the mornings, I'm fortunate enough to have my attaché live in my community, so we drive in together, and I'm able to get an hour's worth of work done either direction. But I will tell you, two-thirds of the way, I'm reading things as opposed to going on the Internet because there's no access. I mean, half the time, my phone doesn't even work. My wireless carrier doesn't work out there because
I have... Mine drops from Reno to Carson.
Exactly, so you have to go outside somewhere and hold the phone certain ways to make sure... there's an ad on TV about that on one of the carriers. But it's so true. But there's no alternative in the rural areas. I mean, we're asking for other towers out there. We're asking for more system. But the whole process of what I think the governor wants to do in our state, from telehealth to education and so many other issues in our state, can't be done until we make sure we have that line. And the bill that Senator Settlemyer and I have for Fallon, for Churchill County, is just one of a part of many issues that are happening in our state, in the rules especially.
Let's talk about some of the land use bills, because with so much of Nevada owned by the federal government, sometimes we have a conflict between economic development, between ranchers, between mineral exploration, and what the feds allow and what they don't. And I know you've presided over some hearings in the legislature.
We're going to hear today, and as committee chair of Natural Resources, we are going to do a work session on AB 408, which is Michelle Fiore's land bill.
That's one that Speaker Hamburg, he asked for an opinion from LCB, and they said this is unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Of course, that's an opinion. I really feel that we need to be respectful to the legislative process and certainly to the people that were asking to give us an opinion. And so I have worked with Assembly Fiore, and she has an amended bill that's basically gutted the first bill that she presented. Because what's the intent of the bill? The intent of the bill is about the federal government controlling 97% of the land in Nevada, or, you know,
no, somebody, it's like 87%.
So 80%. So, and so if they control 80% of the land, how does that really affect us as Nevadans? And we've heard from two of our national representatives. We've heard from Congressman Hardy last night, and when Senator Heller spoke to us, both of their issues were about the federal government controlling so much of our land and looking at getting our lands back. So we're seeing it from a lot of different directions that Nevada really should control more of its land. Senator Heller used the statement that Nebraska came into as a state 2 years or a year after Nevada, yet the federal government only owns 3% of their land, was what the figure he used.
But isn't there a balance, too, to be thought of? And you're a fiscal conservative in terms of how much it would cost for Nevada to control that land.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can't even control our wild horses, for heaven's sakes. I'm serious. If we can't control the estray horses in Virginia City, in the Virginia foothill, how are we going to control the rest of these issues?
In South Reno.
Exactly. So my point is that So I went back to Assemblywoman Fiore and said, what are we trying to do with this bill? Where do you want to go with this bill? And so basically we're going to have, I think, when we see it today at the work session for the final amendment, so it will be, it has to be constitutional. It has to be, what's the purpose? And the purpose is that to make a statement that we're uncomfortable with the amount of land that the federal government is controlling in our state, and that we need to, as a Nevadans, to figure out where we're going with this.
When I look at the BLM and see how they initially were supposed to manage the land, it's supposed to be multiple use.
Right.
It's supposed to be there for the public,
right.
You know, for ranching, for farming, for mineral exploration, for hunting, for going out. And it's everybody's land. That is our land. Do you think they're really doing a good job of implementing that multiple use doctrine, or do you think the BLM is looking at things and saying, no use?
Right, and I think that's what we're afraid of, and that's what we're seeing. We do know that the BLM, I feel, is overstepping some of its boundaries, and I think they're closing areas that have been open forever. There's, you know, mining is what settled this state, and there are trails throughout our state where the miners have been, and BLM kind of wants to control that and control access, and I think that's where they're getting pushback from most of the citizens, is saying, well, wait a minute here, I've been on this road for years, now suddenly there's a sign that says I can't use that? Well, that's our land, and so I think there's anxiety, but rightfully so, people were very anxious that if we take this land back, are we going to sell it to the highest bidder? Are we going to sell beautiful, pristine parks to the highest bidder? And of course we don't want that. So that I find very unacceptable.
Okay, we're starting to run out of time here. So I did want to ask you about the governor's proposals here from the state of the state, the funding of that. Do you look at any of the tax plans and have any kind of warm, fuzzy feelings towards them? Or are you looking at, you know, we need to live within our means?
I believe, and I try to teach my children and my family, that we need to live within our means. However, I think that our education system is very sad. As a healthcare provider, our healthcare system is very sad. We rank in the 50th, the 49th, the 48th, in so many data that are embarrassing for the state, because I'm very proud of the state. What the governor proposed, I think, had some good parts and bad parts, but I frankly signed on to Assemblyman Wheeler's and Controller's Connect's plan, because I think it's a much more, we still can see growth, but it's a balanced budget, and I think that's what's really, really important.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Please come back soon.
Thanks.
We'd appreciate it.
Thank
you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At Carson Dodge, we don't give great service and lower prices just to win awards. But hey, we say keep them coming. During the award season event, it's the season to save at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram with a 2015 Dodge Dart SE for only $17,000. Or get this, the all-new Chrysler 200 Limited, only $19,700. And you always get more for your trade-in at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
It's back.
The original RV show and sale, April 10th through the 19th, at a new location at Sierra RV on South Virginia. Choose from over 200 new and used units. Get instant on-site financing, the most for your trade, and no reasonable offer will be refused. New travel trailers from $99.95. New fifth wheels less than $30,000. Download discount coupons, $500 off any travel trailer and $1,000 off any motorhome in stock.
It's back.
The original RV show and sale, this time at Sierra RV on South Virginia. Hurry and save on the RV of your dreams.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Marsha Burtbiedler is here, the Washoe County Commissioner, and Susan Fisher, Government Affairs Group VP with McDonnell Carano Wilson. Pleasure to have you here. So open warfare has really been declared now that gaming has come to the fore in the form of Pete Urnot and stated that, you know, gaming is fully behind the governor's tax plan. The battle lines are drawn.
Yeah. The battle lines are drawn. You know, I'm almost wondering, do we have too many plans out there? Can there be too many where then it just muddies the waters? I'm not saying that there's just, we should only have one thing that we're looking at, but I'm thoroughly confused now. At first I thought I had it down, and now it's, I don't know what which one I like.
Well, Marsha, politics is the art of compromise, even though some folks think it's not. You know, do we end up seeing, you know, a bit from A, a bit from B, a bit from C?
Well, that would probably be the best result if we got that. I'm kind of like Susan. It's like, okay, so we don't want this one over here, but we want this one over here. And they both kind of have the same numbers and letters in them. So I'm not really sure exactly what's best for the state or what's best for business. And from my perspective, you know, my number one, my goal for the county is to build economic development. So how is this going to impact us from in our efforts to grow business in our community? So,
you know, and, you know, full disclosure, we testified in favor of Assembly Bill 464, which is Assemblyman Anderson and Assemblyman Armstrong's tax plan, which increases the modified business tax. And I said at that hearing, taxes are painful. You know, it's what kind of pain? Is it a slug in the arm or is it a pipe to the knee? And so those are the things you have to consider. When gaming got up there, I absolutely sympathize with them. They want to decrease their share of what they pay to the state. I want gaming to decrease their share, too. I want to do that through economic diversification. I want to have the best tax plan that will still allow businesses that want to come and expand and grow in our state. And I look at the business license fee of the governor's. And, you know, I admire him for putting a plan forward, but I look at that and I see a lot of companies that have come here, like Microsoft and Apple, that base their businesses in Nevada to move revenue through, and that's a non-starter for them.
It's interesting because the gaming industry has changed dramatically in the last decade or so. It's not just about gaming. Gaming in Las Vegas on the Strip is 35% or less of the total revenue. They are also now retailers. They are also now nightclub owners. They are also entertainment
purveyors. The best ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's the entertainment that people are coming. They're coming here for the food.
Right.
They're coming here for the drink. They're coming here for the party, not the slot machines. It's just not what it used to be.
So I guess my point is, does gaming now start to look at this a little differently, or is it just we want to spread the pain?
Well, I think they need to look at it a little differently, because the truth is it's a different industry than it's ever been. And we've been saying that for years. I mean, the economic downturn proved that gaming is not going to recover as well as it did. Gaming's never going to provide the same type of income base to the state of Nevada that it has in the past. And so let's look at what other types of businesses are going to be there. I've said for years, as you know, Sam, what Nevada has to decide what it's going to be when it grows up. And from Washoe County's perspective, that's our top priority. We must see what kind of growth we can get in northern Nevada from other businesses, because gaming is not going to be our growth.
Well, I just want to make the point here that we've got an invitation out to Pete Urnot to be on the program. He's been a good friend of the show, and we hope to have him on in the next week to give the other side of this issue. Okay, the big story.
But just really quick, it's not war. I mean, I'm not looking at this as warfare. You know, I want gaming to be successful. I want every industry in the state of Nevada to be successful. And I mean, I'm not looking at this as we're going to war with the governor, we're going to war with gaming. We need to be partners in coming up with a solution that makes sense. And we talk about a final tax plan.
Okay, so you think it's not going to end up like 2003?
You know what, Sam? I hope not. And I think a lot of people are coming to the table and coming to the table early and saying, you know what? We agree with the governor on these reforms that he wants to put in. They're laudable. We agree with him on where he wants to spend this money. We agree with him on his vision. The conversation's going to be, how do we get there? And, I agree with Marsha. You know, it's probably going to be better when we look at, you know, let's look at doing something on the MBT. Let's maybe look at doing something on sales tax so everybody has some skin in the game.
So we'll come back to the beginning, which is where I said compromise.
Right. Yes.
I want to get to the other topic here, which is that Catherine Cortez Masto resigned her job at the university system. Dan Klage is brokenhearted because she's not going to be the chancellor to follow him, which is what he wanted on this program. She's going to run for Senator Reed's Senate seat. Not only has Senator Reid jumped out in front and said that he supports her, but the Democratic Senatorial Committee also gave the backing there. My question is, what does Dina Titus do? Because Dina Titus, the last time around, when Harry Reid took control and said, this is who I want in the shape of Reuben Kiwan to be in District 1, it didn't happen because Dina said, I can get my own money. I'm doing it. And she did it.
But, you know, she's in a pretty darn safe seat, and I think she's going to stay there. She can have that congressional district. Just, you know, Shelley Berkley could still be in her seat if she had stayed there. She had a very comfortable seat, and I think that Dina's got a very comfortable seat, and she does a good job. She does a very good job for us. I would not want to see her get defeated, and I don't want to see a bloodbath between Catherine and Dina. I don't want to see all the money that that would suck up either.
Marcia?
I totally agree. I think having two women in Congress is a great idea. So if Catherine is the choice of the state of Nevada, I think she'd be fabulous. And I don't want to see a fight between the two. Dina's doing a great job, and she is very safe in her seat. And I think if she's wise, she will stay where she's at.
Paul?
Catherine is the best candidate that the Democrats have to run for the Senate. She is...
Really?
Absolutely.
Yep, I
think
I agree.
Far and away, she is the best. And, I mean, that's why Harry Reid picked her, because he's smart. And she's not Jim Gibson.
He picked Reuben Kiwan.
Dina
Titus. He was a great guy, but he wasn't
Dina,
the man
Dina Titus
design.
Cannot pull what she did in 2006 against Jim Gibson, against Catherine Cortez Masto.
No.
She's absolutely got the credentials.
All right, we shall see. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health and yours.
Reno Auto Sound is Northern Nevada's premier car audio and window tint shop. Come to Reno Auto Sound now for $99 window tinting or remote car starters installed for just $199.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
The Nevada Division of Insurance is here for you. We'll help you work with your homeowner's insurance, navigate the claims process, and make sense of your extended home warranty or any kind of coverage. Talk to us. We're here to help.
I was an alcoholic.
I was addicted to OxyContin.
I was a heroin addict.
I was a cocaine addict.
I was addicted to crack.
Over 23 million Americans suffer from addiction. It's a disease that destroys lives, relationships, and careers, and it's now causing more deaths than auto accidents. It doesn't just go away on its own, but it is treatable. Get help. Get help now. Call the Addiction Advisor. They are there for you 24 hours a day. Get the help you need. The call is free and so is the service. Call the Addiction Advisor now.
We are also experts in eating disorders and gambling addiction. Let the Addiction Advisor connect you to a treatment provider that can do an assessment by phone and even verify your insurance benefits at no charge to you.
Call the Addiction Advisor at 877-959-4961. That's 877-959-4961.
Coming up next week, more from Carson City as we cover the legislature. We'll see you then.